Pastor Rick Warren often says, you were made by God and for God, and until you understand that, life will never make sense. Welcome to Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. Today, in our series called God's Vision for the Rest of Your Life, Rick continues in his effort to help you discover the unique purpose and vision that the Lord has for your life. Now, in just a few moments, we're going to tell you how to get a copy of the brand new Daily Hope 2021 Prayer Journal, based on the theme God's Great Adventure for You, a great resource to help make your time in prayer the best it can be. Go to PastorRick.com to find out more or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Right now, here's Pastor Rick Warren with part two of a message called Learning to Live Wisely.
Well, if wisdom has so many benefits to my life, why don't we live more wisely? The answer is, it's harder. It's harder. It's quite easy to make foolish decisions. It's quite difficult to make wise decisions. We are not by nature wise people. By nature, we do the dumb thing. We do the foolish thing. We do the easy thing. You don't come out of the womb automatically being wise. Wisdom has to be learned. And until you do the five things that cause you to learn wisdom, you're not going to learn wisdom. You can go to school for the rest of your life and not learn wisdom. You could read all kinds of books and not learn wisdom, because wisdom is seeing life from God's viewpoint. So you've got to make a choice to learn. The Bible says in Proverbs 4, verse 5, learn to be wise. Circle the word learn. You got to learn to be wise and develop good judgment. That's a choice. It's your choice. You don't have to learn. You don't have to develop. It's your choice. Recently, I got a letter that said, Pastor Rick, I regret that I didn't open my life to Jesus until very late in my adult life. I regret that so much that I wasted so many years going in the wrong direction. I feel like I will never catch up. Well, you're wrong. You are never too old to learn to be wise. If you're alive, if your heart's beating, if blood is pumping through your veins, then you can learn to be wise. You're also never too young to learn to be wise. Wisdom has absolutely nothing to do with your age. You can be old and a fool. You can be young and wise. Would you agree with me? It's possible to grow older without growing up. Everybody agree with that? Don't look at them. You can grow older without growing up. A lot of people grow old. Wisdom, you can be old and still be a spiritual baby. You're still walking around in spiritual diapers at 95 years of age. Or you can be a young person, and you can be full of a lot of wisdom because you're doing the things that make you wise. How do I learn to be wise? Well, the Bible says in the book of Proverbs, you do five things. And just for fun, I decided to put these five things in acrostic, L-E-A-R-N. These are the five things you must learn to do in order to learn wisdom. Let's look at them. Number one, the first thing, if I want to be wise, is the L in learn stands for, I must listen to God's word every day. I must listen to God's word every day. Not just listen to the radio, not just listen to the television, not just listen and read what's on the internet. I got to listen to God's word every day because that's where the wisdom comes from. Proverbs chapter 1, verse 7 says this, start with God. The first step, start with God. The first step in learning is bowing down to God. The Bible says the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. Why? Because it comes from God. Let me show you the next verse, Proverbs 2, verse 6. It is the Lord who gives wisdom. From him comes knowledge and direction. You don't get it from television. You don't get it from the internet. You don't get it from magazines. Wisdom comes from God. Question, how many of you believe everything you read in the newspaper? Of course, none of us do. How many of you believe everything you hear on the radio or watch on television? No. How many of you believe everything you read on the internet? You don't. How many of you believe everything God says is true in his word? Question, why do we spend more time reading and listening to what we don't believe than what we do? Tell me the logic of that one, okay? There are a lot of things in life you can read about. They don't build your wisdom. They just keep you pretty much about the same. You got to start with the word. Now, the Bible says this, Proverbs 15, verse 14. A wise person is hungry for truth, while the fool feeds on trash. You got to print that verse out and tape it to your television. You're going to either feed on truth or you're going to feed on trash. And whatever you fill your mind with is what's going to come out. Garbage in, garbage out. If you want to be wise, you got to feed on truth every day, not feed on trash every day. Now, you remember a year ago when we did 40 days in the Word, and I talked about there are three kinds of things you can fill your mind with. You can fill your mind with poison, you can fill your mind with junk food, or you can fill your mind with health food. Three kinds of reading material or content. Poison is stuff that poisons your system. It's bad for you. It takes you down. Pornography is poison. You know, we worry about air pollution. You should worry more about your mind pollution. What you allow in your mind is far more important than what you breathe, because this is the computer that runs your life. We worry about making sure my water is pure. I gotta have pure water. You should worry more about the pure content that goes in your mind. Some people are so open-minded, their brains fall out. You know, they let anything. It's like a railroad going through their mind. And they say, they say, well, I can watch that stuff. It just doesn't bother me anymore. That's the problem. You have become so desensitized to evil, it doesn't bother you anymore. You can watch a rape on a movie, it doesn't bother you. If that doesn't bother you, you got a problem. You have become desensitized to evil. If you can watch a rape and it doesn't bother you. And when you can watch stuff that is vulgar, profane, blasphemous, evil, vile, abusive, and it doesn't bother you, and you can read it, you have a problem. You have become a fool. Wise people protect their mind. They put on the helmet of salvation. They don't just let anything into their mind. That's poison. You keep it out. Now, the next category of stuff you can put in your mind is junk food. Junk food is neither good nor bad. It's just junk. And there's nothing wrong with junk food except that it has no nutritional value to it. And most of the stuff you see on TV, it's not evil. It's not bad. It's just junk food. It's what I call stuffing. And the problem with stuffing is when you stuff yourself with stuffing, you have no hunger for truth. When you feed on trash, you're not hungry for truth. If you go watch the television for 4 hours, you don't want to go read the Bible because you're full. Your mind is full. And you filled up on empty calories, stuff that doesn't help your body. It doesn't help your mind. A lot of things aren't necessarily wrong to watch or read. They're just not necessary. And so you have to, the wise person says, I'm not going to stuff my mind with stuffing. It's neither good nor bad, but it's just, do I really need to know this? Not really. You've stuffed your mind with stuffing. You have no hunger for truth. The wise person feeds on truth. That's brain food. That's soul food. That's nutritional food. It makes you wiser. Wiser in your relationships, wiser in your time, wiser in your money, wiser in your business, wiser in your parenting, wiser in your marriage, and all these other areas, because you're feeding on truth. So Number one, if I want to learn, I've got to every day spend time connecting to the truth. I've got to listen to God every day. We're going to do that, develop that habit. Number two, the E in learn, how you learn to be wise, the E is enlist a friend or enlist friends who challenge me. If you're going to be wise, you got to get some wise people in your life. It's like that old phrase, if you run, want to fly, soar with the eagles, you can't run with the turkeys. You got to put some smart, wise, godly people in your life. And if you don't have any of those people in your life, you need to enlist them. You need to get a few. You don't need a lot of friends in life, you guys. You don't really need to be popular. You just need a few good friends. Friends that build you up, not tear you down. Friends that are wise, not fools. If you hang around with fools, that's what you become. Now, we always grow in community. We always grow in connection. That's why we talk about small groups all the time. You cannot grow to spiritual maturity by yourself. Sorry, you just can't do it. You could go become a hermit or a monk and move to the top of a mountain and spend your life in silence and reading books, and you would not grow in wisdom. You can grow in knowledge, but you won't grow in wisdom. Why? Because wisdom is all about relationships. The Bible says wisdom is all about love. The Bible says God is love. Wisdom shows up primarily in relationships. That's why a lot of people have great educational degrees and their marriages are falling apart. They're educated, but they're not wise. You look at the relationships of a person to see if they're wise or not. Let me just pause there for a minute. You look at a person's relationships to see if they're wise or not. It's all about love. So if you don't have any relationships, then you don't have any love. And if you don't have any love in your life, you are not wise. Wisdom is about love and relationships. The quality of the rest of your life will largely be determined by the people you choose to keep close to you. The quality of your life for the rest of your life will be largely determined by the friends that you choose, the kind of friends you choose, and how close you keep them to you. If you build wise friendships in your life, you're going to get wiser. So I need to enlist friends who challenge me. You need a group in your life. Look at what the Bible says here on the screen, 1 Corinthians 15. Bad company corrupts good character. We know that. Doesn't just happen with teenagers. Happens with all of us, peer pressure. Bad company corrupts good character. You need friends who build you up, not tear you down. You know, if I come over here to the edge of this stage and I'm trying to pull you up and you're trying to pull me down, which is it easier to do? Yeah, it's obvious. It's always easier for somebody to pull you down for them to pull you up. You need to not have friends in your life who pull you down. People who pull you down are not your friends. They're not. They're not your friends. If they're pulling you down, they're not your friends. Friends pull you up. And so you need to get wise people. You need a small group is what you need. The Bible says this. Proverbs 13:20. Spend time with the wise and you will become wise. But spend time with friends of fools, be friends of fools will suffer. Do you have anybody in your life who is giving input for good, for God, in your life on a regular basis? That's called a small group. And you need to you meet with them once a week. You don't need to meet with them every day, but once a week, you get a small group of friends, and they're building you up. They're encouraging you to do the right thing, not the wrong thing. If you don't have that, you're gonna give up. So, what I want you to do, then during the next 6 weeks, everybody in our church, I want you to get in a group. Now, how big is a group? I'm not talking 10 people. I'm not talking 8 people. Actually, in a small group, small is better. All you need is 3. Now, if you only have 2, that's a duo. That's not a group. That's a date is what that is. Okay. If you want to go on a date, that's fine too. Go ahead, go on a date. But that's not your small group. Okay. And be sure, make sure you're having personal devotions on your date, okay? I'm just kidding, just. How many do I need in a group? Jesus said it like this. Where 2 or 3 are gathered in my name, there am I in the midst of them. Now, there's a third key. If you want to learn wisdom, first, every day I listen to God for a very short time. I just read the Bible or listen to the Bible. I connect, that's the L. Then I enlist some friends to get some wise people around me in my life for input that encourage me, keep me going. The A stands for ask questions and accept correction. If you are going to be wise in life, you're going to become a wise woman. If you're going to become a wise man, if you're going to be known, that guy's wise, you're going to have to learn how to ask questions, wise questions, and you're going to have to learn how to accept correction. Look up here on the screen. The Bible says, people's thoughts can be like a deep well, but someone with understanding can find the wisdom there. In other words, everybody's got something to teach you. Everybody has something to teach you. But it's like deep water in a well, and you got to draw it out of them. How do you draw the wisdom out of every person? By learning to ask smart questions. I can teach you how to do this in the next 6 weeks. I can teach you how to ask smart questions. I have a list of them that I use myself. And as I've traveled all around the world, I can learn, you can learn from anybody if you know the right questions. Everybody's brilliant just on different subjects. And everybody's ignorant just on different subjects. You know some things that I don't know. And if I had time to sit with you, you could teach me if I know the right questions to ask. I know some things you don't know. And if you knew the right questions, I can teach you some things you don't know. The person sitting next to you right now, they know some things that neither of us know. You can learn from anybody if you know the right questions. And so asking questions and accepting correction is a key to wisdom. By the way, you know, as I've traveled around the world, I've asked questions of taxi cab drivers and prime ministers. And they've both taught me. I've learned from hotel maids, and I've learned from presidents. Because you can learn from anybody if you ask questions.
This is Pastor Rick's Daily Hope. We're so happy that you've chosen to study along with us today. If you'd like to receive Rick's free daily devotional, just go to PastorRick.com and sign up right now. Rick will be back in a moment to close out our time today, but first, if you want to make your time in prayer the best it can be, then you're going to want to get a copy of the brand new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal. This year's theme, God's Great Adventure for You, will help you tap into God's power and presence when you learn how to pray with passion and purpose. Here's Pastor Rick to tell you more.
Do you ever feel like your prayers get stuck in a rut? Would you like to know what God told me to do when my prayer life got stuck in a rut? It was a time when I just felt like I was praying the same thing over and over and over. In fact, I was beginning to wonder if God was even answering my prayers or even listening. Maybe you felt that way sometimes, or maybe you feel that way right now. So what did God tell me to do? Well, here's what he told me. It was such a powerful way to re-energize my prayer life, and it was so simple that I want to pass it on to you. God told me to do this. He said, Rick, start writing down what you're saying to me, and then I want you to write down what I say to you. Write down what you say to me, and then write down what I say to you. You see, it's really not that complicated. God just said I should start by writing down what I'm feeling, and then I should write down what he tells me after I've read his word. It's really just a form of journaling. And spiritual journaling is a spiritual habit that will help your prayers stay fresh and effective. If you've never tried it, I'm begging you, try this for a week or two and see if it doesn't reinvigorate your prayer life. Journaling has many, many benefits to your spiritual life. It'll help you stay consistent in your prayers. It'll give you a permanent reminder of how God answers your prayers because you've written them down. It shows how God is working in your life. You can go back and review it. It'll even help you worship God more and more as you speak to him. God speaks to people who care enough to write it down. So write down what God tells you, but you've got to have a place to do that. Now, I want to encourage you, and I want to help you take this simple step of learning this new spiritual habit.
in your prayers, of writing down your prayers and writing down your prayer requests. So what I did is I had my Daily Hope team create a brand new spiritual prayer journal. It's got a real simple-to-follow format that'll help you put into practice God's wisdom that is found in Philippians 4:6. That says this: don't worry about anything. Instead, pray about everything. Tell God what you need and thank him for all he has done. Those four things are part of the format of our prayer journal for this year. It's really cool. You're going to love this tool.
Covered in soft vegan leather with full color pages, this prayer journal has sections to pray for specific people and situations, as well as space to express your gratitude and personal prayer requests to God. Each page is beautifully designed and filled with inspiring Bible verses, photo work, and artwork. The God's Great Adventure for You Prayer Journal is a spiritual growth tool designed to help you enjoy a vibrant prayer life, connect with the Lord, and establish a consistent daily prayer time. When you give a gift to help Daily Hope take the certain hope of Jesus to people around the world, we'll send you the all-new 2021 Daily Hope Prayer Journal to say thanks. Quantities are limited, so don't wait. To get your copy of this great resource, just go to PastorRick.com or text the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. That's PastorRick.com or the word DAILY to 800-600-5004. Be sure to join us again next time as we look into God's Word for our daily hope. This program is sponsored by Pastor Rick's Daily Hope and your generous financial support.